/firewalls.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Friday edition of the Gym Class getting underway right here on KGYM. John Krant from Gym Fight Sports in Vegas will be joining us. Luke Federson from IowaPreps.com will preview the high school football season. Couple of games coming your way tonight. We will talk about that and preview those games coming up here in just a little bit. And have a lot more for you as we get ready for a great sports weekend. And that's coming up next, KGYM. From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on this Friday, August the 26th, it is the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. With two of our stations today, we have the LeJames International College Tailgate Tour going on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. So we are on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM here this afternoon. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, David Schulte helping us out as well. Alex Kuhn with the debut for his Tailgate Tour along with Gary Fickle. They're at City High right now on 106.3 FM, and then they will have the call tonight of Linmar and City High from Frank Batesfield and Iowa City at 7 o'clock, while John Hagerty and I, along with Dennis Kanak, will be at John Wall Memorial Field tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie, taking on number 3 Cedar Rapids Washington. After the game, scores galore with Jeff Downing and the cast of thousands back here at the station through 11 o'clock tonight as week one, ready or not, of the high school football season. Getting underway in earnest, because we got underway last night with, we thought it was going to be a whale of a game, Mark, and it turned out to be a whale of a game. And Muscatine, the 8th rated Muskies, coming up and knocking off the number 5 rated Cougars of Kennedy, 29-25. And if you didn't know about a young man by the name of Alfonso Soco, you know about him now.
What a heck of a game he had. Over 300 yards, combined rushing, receiving, and returns. Of course, his 83-yard punt return, as you called last night, was significant in that game. Two really good teams. I would expect to be in the round of 16 at the end of the year, but a tough one for Kennedy with a 10-point lead and relinquished that. But it just appears you were out there. I listened to you. It just appeared Muscatine is a very, very talented team.
They are a very talented team. Not a real deep team with only 39 guys in the roster compared to about 75 for Kennedy that they rolled out there last night. But still, very impressive. Great skill people. Very good quarterback with Witchers, who missed basically the entire season last year. Terrific basketball player. He missed the entire basketball season. That's why Muscatine was not quite where a lot of people thought they were, with Wieskamp, of course, the future Hawkeye. That is his running mate, who was a terrific basketball player as well. Soco ran into Joel from Muscatine last night, who, of course, works down there in the media in Muscatine.
How's Joel?
Joel is doing great. Joel was really happy after the game last night.
Oh, I bet he was.
Said he coached a lot of these guys when they were a lot younger. And said they've always had this ability. They knew this class was going to be pretty special. And when Soco came down to Muscatine, that just helped even more. And one of the bigger victories that Muscatine has had in a while as far as their program. They needed to beat a biggie, he said. And they got a biggie last night, which is a compliment to Kennedy, too, I think.
I didn't realize until you told me Soco started his career at Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
He was a Jayhawk.
And then I went to Muscatine, and man, oh, man. He was very elusive last night and very effective.
And you hate to make comparisons, but the young man he's got a lot of Barry Sanders in him. There's no other way to look at it. He has the ability to cut on a dime. He can change directions quickly while maintaining good speed and very elusive and strong.
He's no Tavian Banks or Tim DeWight, though.
Not quite as big as Tavian. Stature-wise, pretty close to Tim, maybe not quite as big as Tim was, but he has a lot of skill. And from what Joel told us, that right now he is verbally committed to the University of South Dakota, but as you heard from a lot of Iowans over the years, there is interest from a certain program 30 miles south of here that still has him under the radar.
2 miles west of here as well, right? A little bit?
You mean 2 hours west?
Or 2 hours west.
Yes,
yeah,
2 hours west as well. Yeah, a couple of programs. And I think he could play there. I think he could play there. No doubt. More
really good openers tonight. You mentioned the Linmar City High game. I'm really going to be interested to see how Linmar does. Very good skill people. City High, I think a lot of people think it is going to be much improved. You've got a nice inner city game, Washington and Prairie. The Warriors handled the Hawks pretty well last year. Pleasant Valley comes to town. Talked to Luke Fetterson about that team. It plays Cedar Rapids Jefferson. By the way, there's no sophomore game tonight. That has been canceled.
It is a 7 o'clock varsity start tonight at Kingston Stadium. So sounds like the Jefferson sophomores will be ready to go next week, but a few circumstances, they will not have a sophomore game tonight, and they will go with the varsity at 7 o'clock tonight.
Regina Xavier, Solon Mount Vernon, and the list goes on. And it looks like it's going to be a really, really nice night, so enjoy the football.
Yeah, sounds like the rain's going to hold off until after the games. We hope so anyway. And we'll have all those scores, as we mentioned, after the games coming your way tonight right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Should be a great, great night of football, and we are really, really looking forward to bringing it to you right here on KGYM. A couple things. Well, first of all, before we get to John Cranton and an Iowa depth chart that is fresh today, a couple pieces of sad news. We'll talk more about this coming up tonight when we get out to Prairie. Prairie football coach Mark Bliss's dad passed away, and he has been out all week. Getting back today, he will coach from what we understand tonight. He got back from Oklahoma. And we wish all the best to the Bliss family, and as they go through a tough time right now, as he, that's why you got assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Dostal, probably the 1B, if you would. You know Jim as well as I do, and he put the Hawks through their paces. So they're going to be playing with heavy hearts tonight, but they will be, they're going to be motivated tonight too to play for Coach Bliss.
As will the folks in the Waterloo Courier newsroom. Jim Sullivan, who has appeared on both the Jim Class and APC, died last night. The story goes that he was putting the finishing touches to the paper, the Waterloo Courier sports section, last night, and suffered a heart attack at his desk, I guess, at his keyboard. Jim, witty, wry, worked with him a lot in the 80s and 90s when I was at the Gazette. He joined the Courier in the mid-80s and sat in many press boxes and press rows with him and really enjoyed his company. And I'm sure the Courier staff is crushed.
Yeah, we all are. And, of course, he's been on this show. He's been on the APC before. And, man, that's one that hits home. It just shows you don't know exactly what's going to happen when. So enjoy it all you can.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, what a great guy Sully was.
Yeah, yeah.
And a Twins fan, too.
Uh-huh.
that's a double there. But one of the best Twin fans around. And just a really great guy. One of the greatest, wryest senses of humor as well. And, man, we've just lost too many people in the media, especially in the newspapers here in Iowa over the last handful of years. Susan Dank last year with the Burlington Hawkeye, that was sudden, and now Jim Sullivan, man.
Yeah, Sully did a lot for high school sports in Waterloo. He covered UNI, assistant sports editor at the Courier. I can't say any better than what you just did, and a lot of heavy hearts up north.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he will be missed. Will be missed, no doubt. 13 past the hour of 3, almost 14 minutes past the hour of 3. We'll talk to John Krant coming up here in just a little bit. Let's get to football news. Mm-hmm. Iowa City, the University of Iowa and the Iowa football program releasing a 2-deep going into the Miami game coming up a week from tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. If they get all the revelers out of there in time after the, what is it? It's not the high porch picnic. What is it? The concert?
Back porch picnic?
Something like that. Between that and downtown tomorrow night, boy, oh boy, It's going to be busy all around. After, of course, downtown, they've got the Farmer's Market After Dark, which was madly popular last year. And that'll be going on in Cedar Rapids. Anyway, we digress. Very interesting, too deep for Iowa football coming out with some different faces in different lines on the two deeps. And, man, alive, a lot of some true freshmen popping up in different places. It was just a very interesting two deep today from top to bottom.
Yeah, we're readying a poll question for you, and we'll bring that to you shortly. But we counted 15 either true freshmen or redshirt freshmen on this particular two deep, including 10 on defense. Let's go through some of them. One of the maybe surprising moves, Jay Scheel. Sophomore out of Union in Port City, currently is your number one split end, beating out Germanique Smith, it looks like. Among the freshmen on the offense in the two deep, Brett Wachter, second team left tackle. He's a redshirt freshman out of Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Redshirt freshman Levi Paulson out of Woodbury Central.
One second of the two
string,
twins.
Second string right tackle. Devontae Young, true freshman, out of Waldorf, Maryland. He is your second team wide receiver behind Riley McCarron. Nathan Stanley, true freshman out of Menominee, Wisconsin. On the same line, the second string quarterback spot with Tyler Wiegers. Redshirt freshman Brady Ross is your backup fullback. He's out of Muscatine.
Yep.
And that is the freshman on the offense. Should we go through the defense here?
Sure. Go ahead and hit it.
Redshirt freshman Anthony Nelson is on the same line as Matt Nelson out of
no
Xavier.
Relation.
No relation. Anthony out of Waukee. Some word that Matt Nelson been dinged up a little bit in practice. So whether that played into it, we're not sure. Cedric Lattimore, true freshman, is your backup left tackle to Jaleel Johnson. Redshirt freshman Brady Reef, backup right defensive end behind Parker Hesse. True freshman Christian Welch is on the same line as Kevin Ward at a backup linebacker. True freshman Imani Jones is your backup weak side linebacker alongside Aaron Menz. A redshirt freshman Michael Ojemudia is backup to Greg Maben at left corner. He's a redshirt freshman. True freshman Imani Hooker is on the same line with Anthony Gare behind Miles Taylor at strong safety. Another true freshman, Manny Rugumba, is on the same line with Josh Jackson behind Desmond King at the right corner. Now your second team punter is Colton Rastetter, redshirt freshman out of Guttenberg.
Clayton Ridge.
Indeed. And it appears Keith Duncan, true freshman out of Weddington, North Carolina, has beaten out Mick Ellis and Miguel Racinos for the place kicker position.
As of now.
Your punter is Ron Caluzzi, a senior who has transferred from Central Michigan.
That was a Caluzzi! Not a doozy, that was a Caluzzi! I'm ready for it already. So there you go. Very interesting, two deep. The line right now, left to right, tackle, guard, center, guard, tackle. You've got Croston, Myers, Welsh, Daniels, and Butker. Those are your five that are going to be up there right now for the Hawkeyes. So Daniels shifts over to right guard. Welsh is back in there at center now. And then a lot of youth behind them. Backup centers are Lucas LeGrand, and he's out of Dubuque Senior, and Steve Ferentz out of City High. Of course, the third son of Kirk Ferentz in there. And they're on the same line. So youth, you're going to see a lot of youth in this game from all indications of the two deep, and more than likely, because I think a lot of people in Vegas, and we'll talk to John about that perhaps, but and others see this as probably a 5-touchdown game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the line is, but I would not be surprised if that's what it is. Miami coming off a fairly mediocre, really mediocre season.
No, it was really mediocre.
It was a bad season.
3-9.
But Miami comes in, and that'll be a 2:30 game at Kinnick Stadium.
Indeed. 3:19, we're going to talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit. We do have golf going on as well. It is the Barclays going on at Bethpage Black outside New York City, one of the finest public venues there is in America, number 9, I believe, in the top 100, and they're playing the Barclays there this year.
After a disappointing first round, two over par 73, Zach Johnson is fighting back. He is minus two on the day through 14 holes, even par, tied for 38th. Your leader right now is Patrick Reed. He is at minus eight. Emiliano Grillo at minus seven. And Kevin Chappell at minus six. This is not only an important tournament for the FedEx Cup, the first leg of that, but to also some players who are trying to make the Ryder Cup team. Zach, in the number seven slot right now, the aforementioned Patrick Reed is right behind him at number eight. Bubba Watson, who's number 10, he's outside the cut line right now, which is plus two, and he finished at plus three. J.B. Holmes also in contention in the ninth spot. So Zach finishes well in this tournament. He should lock up an automatic berth, and then there's four other captain's picks after that.
Yeah, Bubba's going to be the one I think that's going to be the head-scratcher. He's not going to make it probably as far as the top eight is concerned. Really, other than winning, trust me, I know this, after winning very early on the season this year, I think February, he has not played well since then.
You also have bronze medalist Matt Kuchar,
who's starting to play better.
He's in the number 11 slot, Ricky Fowler in the number 12. So you would think Watson, Kuchar, Fowler will be among those captain's picks if they don't make it automatically, but Davis Love has a choice in front of him.
I think those are pretty safe, but who's going to be that fourth guy? Is it going to be like a Furyk, perhaps? Because he's been playing very well as of late. The 58 a couple weeks ago. And he's a guy that I think could be a good leader out there for the Americans when they get up to Minneapolis and Hazeltine coming up next month. 21 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, and we're going to take a break, come back. John Crant will join us from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas, so stay tuned. More to come. You're listening to the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined, UNASH and Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:22. High school football getting underway tonight in earnest. We're going to talk to Luke Feddersen of iowapreps.com. His website does a terrific job of following all kinds of high school sports. They start off with football. They've gone to basketball. Now they've gone to girls basketball. They've gone to baseball. And I think they're even diving in some of the Olympic sports as well. So we will talk with him coming up in just a little bit. High school football coming your way tonight. KGYM. Pair of games at 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. We'll have Wash and Prairie, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You will get Linmar at Iowa City High coming up tonight. Right now, John Crant of Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas, jimfye.com. Follow Jim on Twitter as well at Jim Fye Sports on the Twitter machine. He joins us here usually on Thursdays, but it's Friday since we were out and about yesterday. John, how is everything in Las Vegas?
That's right. Everybody should be in the good spirits on a Friday, and I know I am. Very nice day out here today, and actually it's under 100 degrees, so springtime is coming here, or the early fall springtime. Very good weather, and with football, and the Cubbies about to win the World Series, life is pretty sweet.
Hey John, a couple of games we want to talk about in Major League Baseball. The Mariners and White Sox tonight. Chris Sale going for his 16th win. Felix Hernandez on the hill for Seattle. What a great pitching matchup. I guess we should take the under, huh?
Boy, you're thinking exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, because the betting line of the game is pretty close to even here. The White Sox open 130 and now minus 125, but the total is open 8 and went down to 7.5. So people are thinking kind of what you're thinking here about a defensive game. Chicago has been the house of horrors here for the Seattle Mariner team, 16-36 when they faced the White Sox, and we saw that again last night. Seattle up 6-3 in the seventh, cruising along, and then they just fell apart. Nice comeback by the White Sox, Frazier with the big ninth inning hit. I kind of like what Robin Ventura said, too, after that. He said, you know, a lot of guys go up there looking to hit the home run, but baseball is more than about that. And that's really a good point, is that, you know, you got to look for fundamental situational hitting, and Frazier certainly did that. Didn't have to hit the ball deep, just get a base hit and you win the game. And they ended up with 11 hits, 4 walks. So Chicago offense that has struggled much of the season is getting to turn a corner here. Well, they scored 29 runs these last 5 games. The Seattle team, good run here, 15-8 overall, but they're on a long road trip. And they have a couple of key guys, Sager and Nelson Cruz, who have been banged up this week. We did see Cruz play as a DH last night, but Sager didn't. This is 2 straight games. He's been hurt. He's in a walking boot, and that's a big bat there. 24 home runs, 83 RBIs. They're going to go to Felix Hernandez. Nobody wants to face this guy. The thing that's odd about Hernandez is he's always been a great control pitcher. But look at his numbers on the road this year, 26 walks and 45-plus road innings. That is a terrible control ratio, a lot of walks, very unusual for him, but still, he's still one of the best pitchers in the game, and the team is playing very well, a 6-1 run now when he starts. With the White Sox offense picking up, and they have an ace of their own going here in Chris Sale, 15-6 record. Hard to believe that Sale's ERA at home is 4.01. However, it hasn't stopped him from winning. 8-2 record at home, and the team is 9-2 when Sale starts at home. He's off another terrific game. Sale did face Seattle earlier in the year. Hard to believe he didn't get a win. He allowed one hit in 8 innings as he shut them down, but in a no decision. But overall, I'm going to look at this game the way Mark started out here. When the Chicago White Sox play the American League West, 26-1 under the total, a lot of low-scoring games, so I can't see this being high-scoring. If you could predict a 1-0 game in baseball, maybe 2-1, this is it. I'll take the home team in a very defensive battle.
I don't care if they win half to nothing, as long as they get the job done. The Cubs, after about 2 weeks of kind of bottom feeders, they get a first place team on the road. They go to the Dodger Stadium to take on the LA Dodgers, who about got no hit last night, except for a bleeder there with 2 outs in the ninth inning. Not your marquee pitching matchup, Mike Montgomery, although he's been great in the bullpen. He's going to get a start, second one in a row. He will take on Bud Norris, and who knows, this could be a preview of a playoff series coming up in October.
Yeah, best pitching staff here in baseball, the Chicago Cubs are number one with a 3.33 ERA, but you're right, we don't know much about these pitchers. Mike Montgomery steps in. Joe Maddon, though, likes him, and he's going to keep him in the rotation, and he's pitched fairly well. Not just for them, but for the entire season, 2.41 ERA. And you've got an offense here for Chicago that is one of the best in baseball. Number 3 in runs scored, number 2 in on-base percentage. This is the best team that we've seen, not just this season, but in many decades. They're really primed. I'm really looking forward to watching this team in October. This is the best, one of the best baseball teams I've seen in a long time. And they open this game as an underdog. You don't see this powerhouse Cubs team as a dog very often. That was the overnight line, but it didn't last long. Now the Cubs are a favorite here, minus 120, small favorite with a total of 8, but that's, they should be the favorite with all the talent and balance they have. They're certainly peaking at the right time. Look at what the starters have done this month in 22 games, 15-1 record for the Cubbies, 1.83 ERA. So this team really has it all right now. The Dodgers offense, they're on a terrific run here at home of 36-22, but it's an offense that has slipped from a year ago when they were much better. And even the pitching staff, too, has slipped. They're ranked 13th in baseball. And they're on a nice run here of 4-1. They do come off a loss to their rival, the San Francisco Giants, 4-0. And that was at home. And many times teams, they play their rival, and then they're not quite ready to play the next game. And that's the situation here, I think, for the Dodgers. Another thing against them is they're going with Bud Norris. Well, this guy's 6-10 on the year, very high ERA. He comes off a victory over the Reds. He didn't get the win. They won 18-9. Guy didn't even get out of the first inning. And that's been a problem because since they picked him up from Atlanta, 5.67 ERA, 3-3 record, he's been terrible. And he's facing here one of the best offenses in baseball. So I don't know. The odds makers are saying a close game, but the statistics don't really say that. So I'm going to say a Cubs blowout here of 7-2. And the beat goes on for the Red Hot Cubbies.
Week 3 in the NFL preseason, John, regarded as probably the most, at least the best week to pay attention to what's going on. And one game we'll talk about, the Chiefs and Bears Saturday night. Scott and I have no dough on the game, but
no, we do not. It's just a preseason game.
The Bears, I thought, played better in week 2 than week 1, at least in the first quarter when the starters were in, and then it kind of got away in a New England win. But what are your thoughts on the Chiefs and Bears?
I'm going to guess that by 5 o'clock today you guys are going to have a little dough on the game.
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
I see. Well, here's what the odds makers are saying. Kansas City opened a 1-point favorite on the road, and now they're up to 2, and you've got 72% of the individual wagers on the Chiefs. So there's a lot of people looking at this game saying the Chiefs are a much better all-around team, and I would concur with that. You know, this is a dress rehearsal game. This is when you normally see the starters go approximately 3/4. That's generally what we hear, but you have to keep in mind that that's not always the case. There was a quote from Bill Belichick this week where they asked him about what's going to happen. He said, look, the whole thing is a balancing act between getting your team ready to play and evaluating players. And the coaches don't always follow the script of having the starters go 3/4. And we see that when we look at a lot of these teams this week. Here's a game where the Bears are at home, but they really haven't played very well on offense. They're going to have to ask their starters to play more tonight. They got shut out at home in that first game. And then last week, okay, they scored 22 points at the Patriots. Difficult venue to play. Overall, 206 yards passing, 125 yards rushing. That's okay, but 16 of 32 passing from the quarterbacks and one interception. They had to score late to get that total up over 20, so haven't seen too much productivity. The good news is that they did get some of their banged-up wide receivers back last week, but there's a lot of bad news going on here with the Bears. Right guard Kyle Long hasn't been playing. He sat out again with a sore shoulder. He's just such a key to this offensive line. You get Jeremy Langford, who played pretty well last week. He's been banged up with a foot injury. And then the defense, too, really hasn't been that sharp overall. It's still a young defense. And they're running into a Kansas City team that they've got tremendous depth, exceptional talent, despite the fact they're 0-2. This is one of the best 0-2 teams that you could possibly find in preseason this time of year. A couple of one-run losses, but that really doesn't show how well they have played. There's a lot of depth up and down this roster. They're saying that this is the best offensive line in the Andy Reid era. You're going to get to see Eric Berry. He's going to be back this game. And they come off a game against the Rams where the run defense struggled. And that's really the only problem right now with Kansas City, and it's because the big four guys that they use on the defensive line up front just haven't been playing. They've been resting them. But this is the first time you're going to get a look at some of those guys. They allowed the Rams 139 yards rushing, but kind of lost in the shuffle of that loss to the Rams last week was the quarterback production by Kansas City. They combined to go 32 of 43, 308 yards, one touchdown, and no picks. I wonder Andy Reid must be very happy with the productivity as far as yards and points on this offense. I think they're primed here to take the AFC West division. I think this is a really strong team as far as starting talent and depth. So I understand why the Chiefs are getting the money here. John Fox for the Bears, he's 8-1 all time against the Chiefs, including that very wild game a year ago, 18-17 comeback win at Kansas City, a late comeback. But overall, the Chiefs line up matchup-wise as they're probably going to get the win. So I'll go with Kansas City, a 20-16 win. I think the right team, the Vegas, has the odds correct this week.
I don't remember anything about a certain 18-17 game. Yeah, I don't have any recall on that. John Krant joining us from Las Vegas at 3:33 Friday edition of the Gym Class. The great professor of all things football, Bill Belichick, will take on the Carolina Panthers tonight, and he is going to have Tom Brady start. He has not played in the preseason so far. He's not going to play in the first four games of the regular season. Garoppolo is going to be the backup guy tonight, but he's going to get Tom Brady in there to get some work this evening.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the early reports we heard this week was that the reporters were saying that Tom Brady's car was at Foxborough, therefore he was going to make the trip to Carolina, and you're right, he's going to be there for the first time. Carolina, though, is the favorite here, -3 favorite, total of 44.5, a road game for the Patriots. And while they have the coach who has a very good preseason track record, and they do have Brady, a lot more going wrong right now for the Patriots. A lot of injuries with their star running back who they wanted to play. He's out for a couple months. You got an offensive line that just was terrible last year, and they have nothing but bad news. A lot of banged up, injury-prone guys. They just traded the starting center on their Super Bowl team. They traded him to Washington because of concussions. So there's just a lot going wrong. I can't imagine we're going to see Brady more than one or two series. And if the offensive line is this poor, especially against a great Carolina defense, why leave him in there a lot? So I don't think you're going to see Brady much, which means Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to carry much of the load. He does need the work, and he's played pretty well. But beyond that, you don't want to get him injured against this Carolina defense that ranks 6th in the NFL in sacks, which means Jacoby Brissett's going to be in the second half for quite a bit, and he's just a rookie out of NC State, hasn't had a lot of action. Very difficult situation for him. So you got a Patriots team that's 2-0, but a lot of problems right now with the offensive line being banged up. And you got a Carolina team that they're home for the first time here. They open with two road games, so the fans are going to get a chance to welcome the NFC champions. And it's a team that's played exceptionally well last week at Tennessee. They looked great, 340 yards passing in a preseason game, won by 10 points. Cam Newton and Derek Anderson were terrific. They don't have really any injury problems. The only thing that we've heard about is that the secondary has three rookies, including two starters at the cornerback role, but really hasn't made much of a difference. They've given up 22 and 16 points. So this, like the Chiefs, this is one of the best depth teams in the NFL as far as talent. So I agree with Carolina being favorite, and I think the Patriots have a lot more problems than people realize right now. So I would say Carolina maybe 23-16. Could be a long night for the banged-up Patriots.
Let's talk about one more game, John, and that is a Sunday contest. Arizona regarded as one of the top teams in the National Football League against a Houston team that, well, some folks around this office think Houston's going to be much better this year. What are your thoughts?
I agree with that. Yeah, I think that is a team to beat in that division. It's a weak division at time, but here they are hosting an Arizona team that they're actually getting the money on this game. Houston a 1-point favorite, but 78% of the wagers are on Arizona this game, and that's a lot. So what is happening? Well, what happened is some quotes in the newspaper. Arizona has looked absolutely terrible in these first two preseason games. They've shown nothing. The first team offense has been a joke off a 19-3 loss at San Diego with a coach said, "I'm very disappointed in the performance, Bruce Arians." But more important than that was the comments from the general manager weighing in, and he said, "Hey, you can't just turn on a switch once the regular season starts." And that's a bit of a red flag that you don't hear very often. So there is more of a sense of urgency for Arizona to show something than you really get in these preseason games. And that's why a lot of people are saying they are the side this week. With that said, it was a very good Texans team off of a division title last year. They improved, they think, the quarterback spot with Brock Osweiler. And then beyond him, you got a lot of talent and experience with Tom Savage and Brandon Weeden. They looked great against the Saints last week, a 16-9 win, which they just savaged the New Orleans banged up offensive lines, just shut them down. So it's a very talented Texas team. I agree with them being the favorite here. So I would look at a defensive game because the Houston coach, Bill O'Brien, 9-1 now under the total in NFL preseason, doesn't open things up on offense. So I'll go with Houston here, 17-13.
John, we have a texter at 8532 wanting me to ask you if you get in the Las Vegas Super Contest or what your thoughts are on that.
Oh, that is a very popular book. It used to be the Las Vegas Hilton, and they used to have just a couple of hundred people in it, so you had a shot to do very well. Now there's thousands of people in it. It's very popular. It costs several thousand dollars just to enter. If you win it, you can get over $100,000, and one guy about 5 years ago won back-to-back years, which is just astonishing. But the last couple of winners, because there's so many people in it, there have been people that are relatively unknown. So, but it is, you can get the plays, the top five plays of those, of what I call the general consensus plays. You can get them at the jimfice.com website every Friday. That's one of the things that we feature. So if you like that, you can check it out there, or you can check the website out to get the plays each week from us.
Hey, John, talk a little bit about Jim Feist, and you got a free play for us again.
Sure, I'll go with a free parlay here since it's Friday. We'll go with the New Orleans Saints there at home against the Steelers tonight. Pittsburgh, a 2-13 run. Got to take the Saints at home here. Plus, I'll throw the Cubs in there, so it's parlay Friday. If you're looking for sports information and videos, you can go to jimfeist.com. Plus, this weekend, Jim Feist is NFL preseason game of the year. You can check all that out and more at jimfeist.com.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on a regular time next Thursday.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right. John Krant joining us from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports, and follow him on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports and jimfeistsports.com. We're going to take a break, come back. Luke Fetterson will join us. We'll talk some high school football on week one Friday night. We'll do that after we bring you an ESPN Extra Point. It's brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back with more after this.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with George Sedano and Israel Gutierrez.
Does a man with a bad teammate stigma and a domestic violence issue get cut here? For example, let's just say...
Probably.
Okay, what if it's this player?
Probably. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know, but I would say... It just depends. Like, in the NFL, after what's happened here recently, my guess is yes.
Cristiano Ronaldo just basically said this about Iceland, that they were cowards for not...
Right.
And if he had something, a history of being somewhat of a bad teammate, if he had one incident of domestic violence in his past, there would be no conversation about waiving that dude or getting rid of that dude on whatever team he was on.
No,
So this, it just comes down to everything we always talk about with this case. Can you afford to lose this person?
Value.
And they probably seemingly right now can't afford to lose Hope Solo, although... I did get a bunch of tweets from people saying, have you seen some of the goals she's given up lately? She's not that good anymore.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
You know, Golic, other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
The Home Depot now has our best paints at even better prices. That includes interior and exterior paints. It includes durable paints and premium paints. It includes the most awarded, expert-vetted, tried-and-true customer favorites that prove we're pouring more into paint. Painting is more than getting the right color. It's getting the right paint and the right price. Get all three now with our best paints at even better prices. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Play for your shot at the $1 million top prize during week one at DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Use code ZONE at DraftKings.com now and play free with your first deposit. That's ZONE to play free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest, only at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you here on The Gym Class at 3:45 as high school football around the corner tonight. We're going to talk about that with Luke Fetterson coming up here in just a moment. One more Dr. Pepper prize pack to hand out. We'll do that before 4 o'clock today. Nothing beats cracking open an ice cold Dr. Pepper, and we've got it all this week. A 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper t-shirts and swag, and some KGYM swag as well. We will do that for you coming up here in just a little bit on this edition of the program. And tonight, we've got Washington at Prairie, City High, and hosting Linmar. Both games getting underway at 7 o'clock this evening. Talk about that and other things. High school football, Luke Fetterson joining us from iowapreps.com. How you doing, Luke?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Ready or not, it's here, right? High school football.
It certainly goes too quick. It seems like last season was just wrapping up at the Dome, and obviously we're getting started for week one off the football season and everything this year.
Yeah, well, you put out a top 10 every week of games to watch. Number six on your list was Thursday night. It was a pretty darn good one. Muscatine has got some very good skill people, and they came from 10 down to beat the Kennedy Cougars.
Do I get to brag about Mac Pride here, or should we break down the game a little bit?
Well, both, because you know what? We talked about this at the beginning. There haven't been, and we talked about it last night as well, there haven't been a lot of Mac successes in head-to-heads lately. And this is one of the Muscatine folks we were talking to said this is one of the biggest wins they've had in a while.
It really has been. I mean, Kennedy, you know, obviously with the graduation, with all the kids and all the talent they lost last year to graduation, you knew they wouldn't be as good, you know, with making that run to the state title game and everything along those lines. But at the same time, they still have a number of players that return the quarterbacks, some linemen, some other talented defenders, things like that. So it wasn't like they were, you know, graduated 22 starters. And so it really is a big victory for Muscatine, like you said. And, you know, it shows that this team could be one of those, you know, in the with so many questions on the eastern side of the state without the likes of, you know, Valley Dowling, you just never know. And Muscatine could be one of those teams kind of make that push towards the Dome before everything's said and done at the 4A level.
Another game last night, Assumption over in your area beat North Scott by a couple touchdowns. What do you know about that game?
Well, it's just surprising to me. It was, again, two teams, you know, Assumption lost a lot of players. They lost, you know, Argo to Iowa. They lost a number of other players to whether the college level or some Ivy Leagues, that type of thing. It would just seem down in terms of graduation. But that's a big victory. North Scott is one of those programs, you know, they're like the Kennedys or like, you know, some of those other programs that just consistently will win games regardless of the year, regardless of who's playing, that type of thing. So if anything, I think what surprised me, it wasn't that just Assumption won. It was more the lopsided nature of the score and how, you know, how they seem to take advantage throughout the course of the game of making those plays, getting into the end zone and doing things they need to do. And I think with that, you know, especially with them at the 3A level, I know obviously they got West Delaware and some of the other top teams they'll be playing or they'll have in their district, but they definitely will be another team to watch as well at that class.
You mentioned 4A a little bit. We're going to get maybe a sneak preview of what could be a game at the Dome. Bettendorf goes to Valley tonight. Bettendorf with a terrific offensive line. Kallenberg, the Iowa signee, if you will, verbally committed to Iowa. Valley, of course, they've got all kinds of skilled people. Some questions on the line, though, and this is a chance for Bettendorf to step up.
Yeah, this is one of those things that you just love. They're finally doing the cross-state rivalry games, the big games, where, you know, obviously Valley had played Iowa City West in previous years, but, you know, they wanted an opportunity to play against the best, so did Bettendorf. And I love the fact that these two teams are scheduling each other. And like you said, it easily could be one of those games you see in the state title game. Dowling was obviously hoping to say something different, and there's obviously a lot of Eastern Iowa teams hoping to say something different as well for Bettendorf. But it's just one of those games that you'd love to see. It's week one. It doesn't really matter, but at the same time, it's just a great matchup where you're just trying to play against the elite teams and prepare yourself, and that will pay dividends, whether it's in districts or the playoffs. But a game like this, it's going to be an atmosphere Bettendorf would not see otherwise. And so I give them a lot of credit for going there, and I believe Valley's going back the next year. So both teams, all the coaches, all the people who helped set up the game. It's a great game, and it's a great opportunity for everyone around.
Luke, one matchup in town at Kingston Stadium tonight. Pleasant Valley comes in to face a Jefferson program that has taken some nice steps in the last couple of years, winning a playoff game or two last year. But Pleasant Valley's got a pretty good rushing game, I understand. How about a scouting report on that team?
What you get with Pleasant Valley is, like you said, they're experienced offensively. They bring back their quarterback and their top running back. And what sets them apart is they focus. They're kind of like a prairie type team where they don't throw a lot, where they kind of ground, keep it on the ground the majority of the game. And that's going to be the case. You have two really good athletes, two really good players who can move those chains, and they're going to be a team that relies on success with the offensive line, opening those holes for those athletes and that type of thing. So, Jefferson, with graduation, they're going to have their hands full. But obviously, like you said, Jefferson has done a really good job kind of upping the program, upping the stature throughout the 4A level for what they did last year. And the returning players are definitely going to want to build on that. So that's going to be a really good game just from that aspect. I think Pleasant Valley would be the favorite going in. But at the same time, like you said, the MAC versus the MVC going back a little bit, like the MAC hasn't done all that well in most of those games. So that could be that'll be another thing to make it an interesting game to follow tonight.
Before we leave 4A here, I think everybody knows out west it's going to be Dowling or Valley. I don't think there's much doubt about that. Two loaded teams, but like you said, it's kind of up for grabs here in the East. There are a few favorites, I think. I think throw Bettendorf in there. We haven't talked about Wash yet. We'll get a chance to see them tonight out at Prairie. But what do you think about the East in 4A?
Well, Bettendorf's my favorite. In terms of just on my preseason rankings, just strictly going on the East, I had Kennedy second. Obviously, that would change after last night. Iowa City High, Iowa City West, Muscatine, and Cedar Rapids, Washington are the teams I have. So I think, if anything, the eastern side of the state has more depth in terms of they have more teams in the top, the top 10 than at least the western side of the state. But I don't think it's as top-tier type teams as the Dowlings, the Valleys, that type of thing. Bettendorf will get a chance to prove themselves tonight. And obviously, if they win, you could put them in discussion with Dowling for that favorite for the title. But at the same time, those are some of the main teams. And a lot of those teams have something to prove. With Kennedy last night, they still got some holes to fill. Iowa City West needs to replace their quarterback. Iowa City High just needs to be, more consistent. Obviously, without injury, that might help this year. And then Muscatine is going to be one of those dark horses too. So those are some of the teams that I feel, Eastern-wise are going to be the ones to keep an eye on. But Bettendorf right now, this could change in a few hours, but Bettendorf right now would be my favorite preseason-wise.
In the category of fun matchups, Luke, we've got Regina and Xavier, really powers in their respective classes, facing off tonight at Saints Field. They got together last year. How much do you like these two teams in their respective classes?
They're definitely the favorites. I mean, if you had to pick a favorite today, I would definitely say that. Regina, and again, they were hit hard by graduation, but that has not mattered, over the last 5 years. It hasn't stopped them by any means. So, I think they're going to be the favorite far and away. 3A is a little bit more up for grabs. Pella's obviously won those last two titles. There's teams like Norwalk, Keeland, Washington, Assumption playing well last night. They're going to be the challengers for Xavier. But I think, if anything, Xavier is going to be a team that, heading into the season, is our favorite. It's my favorite for the 3A title. So I think both, you could really, really feel heavily that both teams will be making that deep run in the playoffs when it matters. But Xavier needs to do a better job. Obviously, last year the playoffs didn't go as they had hoped. But talent-wise, skill-wise, athlete-wise, they're going to be one of the most talented, if not the most talented team at the 3A level.
Luke Feddersen joining us from iowapreps.com, part of the Rivals Network here on a Friday edition. A couple more minutes here. Another game tonight. I can't believe this, that Solon's had some great teams, but 14 in a row they have won from Mount Vernon. And this might be Mount Vernon's best shot. They're number one in 2A in most polls. Tristan Wirfs, of course, Drew Adams, and they played that 70-56 basketball game at the Dome last year. And how about Mount Vernon and the rest of 2A in that game tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I think the Mustangs would be the favorite. Like you said, they're the number one team at the Class 2A level. They're going to be the favorites, for the 2A level. Just a lot of that has to do based off of, they have Tristan Wirfs in the line, Drew Adams back at quarterback, and a number of other playmakers around them. But a lot of that has to do with just their success in the playoffs. I don't think they would be the preseason number one team if they hadn't made that run when it really mattered during the playoffs and everything. But I think they'll be the favorite. Obviously, they're going to have their hands full. Solon is a talented team. Jacob Kuhns is a real deal, future Iowa Hawkeye. You know, Solon is just consistently going to bring good teams regardless of the year. You know, like I said earlier, it's just one of those teams you can always count on winning, whether it's 8 games, 7 games, always competing for that playoff berth. Looking at the 2A level, I think it's more up for grabs. You know, Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, Mid Prairie, North Fayette Valley, which maybe not as much with Juan Harris gone. Then some of those other teams like Williamsburg, Clear Lake, Dyke, New Hartford, some of those consistent powers are going to be among the favorites at the 2A level. But Mount Vernon heads into the season as our preseason number one.
Hey, Luke, before we let you go here, no matter what class, no matter what team, is there one team that's caught your eye that's flying under the radar that you really think is going to have a good season this year?
I don't know if it's too much under the radar, but the two teams, I guess, you know, just looking at the 3A level, I would say Norwalk. They really came on last year during the playoffs. They return a quarterback who's going to be a 4-year starter, which is a pretty rare thing at the 3A level, and that's really going to help them. And then in 1A, if they can stay healthy, Pella Christian, they have a number of different players that have played varsity for 4 years, and that consistency and that type of thing will help them. They have to avoid injury because the quarterback got injured last year, and that really hurt them. But at the 1A level, that's the team to watch that could be a potential dangerous team for Regina. But, you know, I still think Regina is going to be the favorite. And 3A, I think, you know, Xavier is going to be the favorite. But those are two teams, kind of like you said, under the radar, that type of thing overall in terms of heading into the season.
And somebody's going to walk away 0-1 tonight, but it's non-district. So you got a couple weeks before they start to count 3A and all the way down to 8-man. Luke, tell us a little bit. You got a great website. If people love high school sports, that'd be the website to follow. Tell us a little bit about that.
Basically, we spent the summer previewing all the high school football districts, all the top player rankings in every class. We'll have scores tonight, top performers tomorrow, basketball preseason stuff starting soon. Just a great place to go for high school fans overall.
Yeah, and well worth your time. Luke, enjoy the games. We'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you guys for having me on.
You bet. Luke Feddersen joining us, iowapreps.com here at 3:56. Football coming up tonight. We got the Barclays over the weekend. Got racing over the weekend. The Olympics are done, but... football is a week away. Hey, and there's late night football from Australia tonight, too. Cal and Hawaii are going to play to kick off the season.
Cal and Hawaii and Australia.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why not? So we got baseball over the weekend as well here on KGYM. Not only Minnesota Twins baseball coming up, but also coming up for you this weekend, as soon as I find it right here, on Saturday night at 5:30. It will be Kansas City and Boston. That'll be the Sunday night game as well. Mark, we got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. We're going to go with caller number 6. How's that?
Sounds great.
319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you're going to get a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Don't forget, coming up tonight, it will be Cedar Rapids, Washington at Cedar Rapids Prairie. 1600 AM, we'll have that at 7 o'clock. 107.5, 106.3 FM. You will get Iowa City High hosting the Linmar Lions tonight, also at 7 o'clock. Scores through 11 o'clock after the two games tonight. We will talk to you tonight out at John Wall Memorial Field. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody. We'll take caller number 6.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Back to school time gets pretty hectic, so stop in and take a break from the shopping at La Cantina. Sit around the table, crunch on chips, sip margaritas, and enjoy a sizzling entree.